Well, President Obama's position has evolved. He came around from thinking only one partner should be gay. You know, it would have been more shocking if instead of Obama, if Eisenhower had said it. Don't you think? People would have stood and said, well, maybe this, you know, Eisenhower said it. Or if Reagan had gone to the wall and said, Mr. Chairman, marry these guys. It would have been cool. Way cool. Why can't we all just marry one another? That's what I say. I believe anybody should have the right to marry, and just as firmly believe that nobody should. So, there I am. I think only priests should marry. So they'd get off their high horse, you know, so to speak. I suppose people will now marry just to prove they're gay. So anyway, the president says he's rethought the whole thing. Then he goes off to visit George Clooney. Huh? I'm just saying. Joe Biden, meanwhile, has achieved Liza Minnelli status in the gay community. They love him. Romney says he'll bash him, but he won't marry him. This despite having five same-sex children. Ann Romney was reading 50 Shades of Grey and couldn't be bothered to respond to any of this. Oh, by the way, there's a new sex book for men, No Shades of Grey. iPad has a same-sex app, so things are moving right along here. Jill Biden, of course, knows she'll never find a gal like Joe. So, 50 Shades of Joe, her book. Biden has apologized to the president for fantasizing in front of an open mic. Okay. Although Mr. Obama did tell friends, apparently, that if he had to do all over again, it might be Craig and not Michelle Robinson. Okay. Bristol Palin. By the way, the girls are cool with that. If it was Craig, the girls were cool with that. Bristol Palin says the only same-sex partner for her is mom, and the law is pretty clear on that. Republicans believe President committed Obamakazi on this one, but we'll see. Okay. Other news. Meow dies. That's one fat cat down. Moving right along the white. You move right along there if you get that kind of response. Right to the next one. Just if you want to do this, just say no to this.
Take notes.
If you ever take over my job.
You bet.
The White House national holiday tree dies from identity crisis. Call it a Christmas tree. It's alive today, ladies and gentlemen. French socialists are not like the American mythological kind, so don't worry, back to your homes. They're unicorn socialists, you know, call them here. The good news and the bad is the French will always be the French no matter what. So, c'est la vie. Rick Santorum endorses Romney in a midnight Snapchat. Is that right, a Snapchat?
I don't know.
You send those little pictures and they disappear immediately?
It's completely new to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Got one on
That's
you
That's exciting.
There.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me write that down.
Okay. Glad I didn't follow up on that underwear modeling job in Yemen. Craigslist seemed like an opportunity. A man boarding plane with loaded gun forgot he was an idiot. Mark Zuckerberg had just changed from hoodie to suit as George Zimmerman entered the room. That was close. In Indiana, Luger taken out with pea shooter. This completes the inmate takeover of the house asylum. Romney credits the auto industry turnaround with his taking a scissors to it. You know, Romney's childhood roughhousing prepared him for taking the scissors to businesses across the country. So, yes, it is pertinent. Yahoo CEO listed College of Musical Knowledge on his resume. They're looking into it. Diploma signed by Kay Kaiser. You know there's something wrong. You wouldn't know that, but someone would know that. Too much Captain Morgan at J.P. Morgan. Still, $2 billion is chump change, you know, at J.P. Morgan. Unfortunately, we're the chumps. America's Got Talent, and then there's Howard Stern. Still, if you butt bongos Sharon Osbourne, it'll all be worth it. Siri goes in for retooling after repeatedly saying, "Ask me if I care." It was that Zoe Deschanel. Probably turned the corner on Siri in that one. I think. Rejected her. Speaking of which, is there a better fit for Loretta Lynn than Zoe Deschanel? She's going to play Loretta Lynn. The canary in the coal miner's daughter. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, more Americans having their colonoscopies tweeted than ever. Super Earth, the size and consistency of Uranus, discovered. It's a trip, though. It's quite a ways down the road from here. Not practical. The self-driving car was pulled over by a police robot. John Travolta got the night fever. Really, he's just working undercover for TSA, is really what happened with that trip. Does explain all the dancing, though, doesn't it, all these years? Really. What's with the dancing? John Travolta dancing. Okay. Let's see. Because of her husband, Marcus, Michelle Bachmann can be either a Swiss or a gay citizen. All right. We don't need to say that. An ancient 27-foot crocodile. Yes, it was big, but it was a vegan. That's the good news on that. In sports, the plan is for Sanchez to sit on Tebow's shoulders and do the throwing for him. Let him run. And then just hop off for the Tebow celebration. Time magazine breastfeeding mom says the kid does not clamp on and hang from it at home. Which is good because he's 12 now and he's getting a little long in the tooth for that sort of thing. Homer Simpson, a guest on Game of Thrones. Okay. Israel opposes gay marriage because two Jewish wives is a stalemate. And two Jewish husbands can't do enough for one another. And here in Wisconsin, Governor Walker explains that divide and conquer was really just a hair loss campaign. That's all the news it is, and thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.